Chapter 8, A Perfect Solution. Back at the resort, the Alden children found their grandfather sitting on the cabin porch with Abby.
"How did you make out in town?"
Grandfather asked.
"We got everything we'll need for the signs," said Henry, handing Abby the change. "Sandpaper, brushes, and paint."
Violet nodded. "Wait till you see the great colors we chose."
"Well, those signs can use a bit of pizzazz, but are you sure you want to spend your time working?" asked Abby.
Grandfather laughed.
"Oh, you don't know these children, Abby. There's nothing they like better than hard work."
"Well, then it's okay. Oh, by the way," said Abby, "any luck with the riddle?" Jessie didn't want to lie, but she didn't want to get Abby's hopes up either.
"We're still working on it," she said.
"I wouldn't spend too much time on it if I were you," Abby advised. "I'm sure Rilla's right. There probably isn't any treasure at all."
But the Aldens weren't convinced Rilla was right. They had a strong hunch there was a treasure, and it was a treasure just waiting to be found. After a swim in the lake and a game of horseshoes with Adam, they got to work on the signs. Sitting in the shade of an elm, they sanded the rough spots where the paint was chipped and peeling. Henry worked on the sign for the Ogopogo gift shop. Jessie tackled cabins for rent. And Violet and Benny worked on the Ogopogo resort. Jessie had just brought out a thermos of lemonade when she noticed something that made her frown.
"That's odd," she said. "Didn't Patch carve an Ogopogo for every porch?"
"That's right," Henry said. "At least, that's what Abby said."
Violet asked, "What's odd about that?"
Jessie gestured toward the line of cabins.
"Take a look at the porch on the far right."
They all followed Jessie's gaze.
"Oh," said Violet. "I see what you mean, Jessie. No carving." "Maybe Abby sold it," guessed Violet.
"Everything Patch made sold like hotcakes, remember?" said Henry.
"Still, it is kind of weird," insisted Jessie. "I'm sure that carving was on the porch when we arrived."
"You know what I think?"
added Benny.
"I think the number 7 is a clue."
"What makes you say that, Benny?"
Henry questioned.
"For one thing, Patch had 7 cats,"
Benny explained.
"And for another thing, cats have 7 lives."
9,
Jessie corrected.
"What?"
"Cats have 9 lives, Benny,"
Jessie told him.
"At least, that's how the saying goes."
9?
Benny scratched his head.
"Are you sure?"
Nodding, Jessie smiled at her little brother.
"You know what, Benny?" said Henry. "I think you're onto something with the number 7. After all, there are 7 cats with 7 names that begin with the letter C.
Benny nodded.
"Clem, Chelsea, Custard, Charlie, Coco, Chad, and Crumpet."
"Very good, Benny," praised Jessie.
The youngest Alden beamed.
"A detective always remembers stuff like that."
"You think it's some kind of clue, Henry?"
Violet wondered.
"Gotta be," said Henry. "I just can't shake the feeling those 7 C's must mean something."
Just then, he clapped a hand over his mouth, surprised by his own words.
"What are you thinking, Henry?"
asked Jessie.
"I'm thinking we should check out Patch O'Brien's boat," answered Henry.
"Why do you say that, Henry?"
Violet asked.
"Well, think about it."
Henry looked around at his brother and sisters.
"What's the name of Abby's boat?"
"The 7 C's,"
Jessie said, puzzled. Then her face brightened as she suddenly caught on.
"Oh, the 7 cats all have names that start with C. The 7 C's."
"The cats are pointing the way to the boat!"
Benny let out a cheer. Solving clues was always fun.
"You think there's something hidden on the 7 C's?"
Violet asked.
"Let's go find out."
Henry scrambled to his feet.
"Max said we were welcome on the 7 C's any time, and there's no time like right now," he added.
Henry, Jessie, Violet, and Benny put on life jackets and hurried down to the lake. They wasted no time climbing aboard the 7 C's. As they began to look around, Jessie spoke up.
"Remember," she said, "anything that looks unusual can be a clue."
The others gave Jessie the thumbs up,
They were determined to check out every inch of the boat. But it wasn't long before Benny found something.
"Come look!"
he called out. Henry, Jesse, and Benny hurried over. Benny had removed the life jacket stowed in the compartment under the bench seat. He was staring down into the empty bin.
"What is it?" asked Henry.
"I think I just found a clue!"
Benny sounded excited. The others crowded around. Sure enough, a message had been carved into the wood at the bottom of the storage bin.
"Benny, you're an awesome detective,"
Jesse said proudly.
"I guess I am."
Benny grinned from ear to ear.
"But what does it say?"
Jesse read the strange message aloud. "Backwards or forwards, from left or from right, it's always the same by day or by night."
"Oh, Pat sure made hard riddles,"
said Benny. Jesse began to copy the riddle in her notebook.
"I just hope we can figure this one out."
"What's the same backwards or forwards?"
Benny said, after a moment's thought. Nobody had any ideas. It seemed like the more they looked for answers, the more questions they had.